In the spirit of reconciliation, we acknowledge the traditional custodians of country throughout Australia and their connections to land, sea and community.
We pay our respect to their elders past and present and extend that respect to all Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander peoples today.
Can I sit with you?
Yes, you can sit with me.
And we want you to sit with us.
It's Dom.
And Ella.
You may know us from finding love on reality TV, and by that we mean with each other.
Two best friends figuring out life.
Chatting all things reality TV, because, I mean, how could we not?
And all things in between. Sex, relationships, dating, and navigating being a female in the world.
Unfiltered and fabulous advice
from your two besties.
Your dirty undies with a shit stain on it.
Pretty fucking bitch.
Do most people think that those were genuine tears? Can you believe, darling, that we are at the penultimate pointy end? Like, we are there right now, guys. The final maths recap for this season. Season 11. No, season 11, doll.
Oh.
It's 2 years after us. Where was season 9?
Oh, shit. I swear at the reunion, John said 10. Okay, I might be wrong.
Maybe you did. John said a lot of things that don't make sense.
Yeah. Maybe he got it wrong because, true, it was 11 because we were 9. And that
yes.
was, yeah. Okay, so season 11, we've wrapped it up, man. And look, like, what a way to end the season. Like, the dinner party was epic. Like, the drama was so good. Like,
it was one of the best dinner parties I think I've seen in a really, really long time.
Yeah.
It was juicy. It was intense.
Yeah.
And I do like how they focused on the couple. Like, they focused on the couples that I think deserve to focus on.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Because it was like, we need to know what the hell's going on here, you
yeah.
know? Like, we didn't see a lot from Tori and Jack, which was totally fine because I feel like we know they're together. It's like, okay, they can just go off and, like, be together.
Yeah.
But we needed to get to the bottom of the whole thing with Jono and Ellie and Lauren. Is it fake? Is it not fake? Guys, we're going to delve into it all today. You're going to hear all of our thoughts.
And
might stir the pot, that's for sure.
Guys, we have, like, fully fucking locked, loaded, secured a fucking trip to the Gold Coast. And they're going to be exclusive interviews, guys. Like, you're going to be hearing it first from us on our fucking pot. I just can't even deal with this.
You need to start drooling now because this shit is so juicy that, like,
I even got some information this morning. I was debriefing with one of the other cast.
You haven't even told me this information.
I know,
it's so hot.
I was going to say it on the podcast. But, you know, obviously we debrief with some of the participants and I was chatting to one of them who is coming on the podcast about the reunion dinner party. And there was just so much going on and, you know, lots of tears and screaming and yelling. There's actually some information that's come forward and the reasoning behind Lauren, because Lauren obviously was quite sad, right, at this dinner party. She was very emotional.
This is what I want to debrief. And before we get into this juicy gossip that you've got, babe, I really want to ask a question and I want you guys as listeners to think about this. I'm genuinely, like, curious, do most people think that those were genuine tears of, like, sad that she – like that the relationship didn't work?
No.
Or was she sad that because she didn't end it and she wasn't the one that was the catalyst for it? I'm really stuck in this, but I'm dying to know what you've got to say.
I feel like, look, the cast members that I've been chatting to, it's very much, I mean, I'm not reading comments, right? I'm not seeing what people are saying online.
What the public and the viewers are saying. Yeah,
but
yeah.
I've been told that everybody is on Lauren's side and really sympathising for her. But look, I'll be completely honest. Me, I'm watching what's going down. I'm seeing what Jono's saying. I'm hearing what's going on. And I'm actually sitting there thinking, you know what, Jono? And Guy watched it with me as well. And he was like, babe, like, I'm going to be with Jono on this one. And I was like, you know what? I am too. Like, I feel bad, yes, that Lauren is crying, but I don't think that she's crying for the reasons that we all or some may think. I think she's crying because she's been a bit embarrassed. She didn't get to do the dumping. She hasn't met anyone, clearly. And I'm sorry, but on the Today Show, did you hear what Jono said?
I only saw a little bit snippet, but I did feel like they went completely off.
Mate, Jono, Jono said, he was like, I tried to leave. I even packed my things and left. Lauren was the one who said, let's stay. I didn't. He fully outed Lauren on the Today Show. I was sitting there like, oh my God, there you go. He just said it on the Today Show. And then Guy called me as I'm recording it. And Guy's calling me and I'm like, no. But yeah, he fully that said is, it.
Do you know what though? It makes sense. It makes sense now, because to me, in my eyes, guys, watching that, I was like, there's gotta be more to this story.
Yeah.
Like, why is he so like saying, oh, you know, she's putting it on, yeah, or like she didn't.
You're falling for it. Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. There had to be more there that we didn't see. Yeah. And it's not like I'm not like sympathetic toward Lauren. Yeah, of course. Like, of course it's a shitty like situation.
Shit. Of course. Yeah.
Like, of course. Like, I'm not saying that at all. I'm just saying I really feel like there is so much more to the story here. And I can't wait. Like, these little things are going to be coming out. So what do you know? I need to know what these red hot info is that you've got.
Basically, that's that scene where we see Lauren crying a lot. It was Jaden that made Lauren cry, not Jono. And they actually cut it out. Yeah.
How did he make her cry? Like, what? What was said?
He was going off at her saying that you've treated Jono like shit from start to finish. And then apparently production removed him and told him to stop having a go at Lauren. And then she started crying. Because she was crying a lot. Like, it doesn't make sense, because we've seen the entire season that Lauren doesn't really give a shit about Jono. Like, Jono is right with everything.
Yeah, I mean, there wasn't really that much emotion there towards him not being that into her. Like, I just feel as though Lauren was very much kind of like, I'm here. He's not that into me, but I'll just like whatever.
But
it was very odd. It was very odd.
And then
the puzzle needs to start coming together, if you know what I mean.
It's funny though, because it's like, so apparently that's what happened, right? So Jaden was, you know, having a real harsh go at Lauren, and then she's crying. And next minute, you know, we see Jaden and Lauren all close and, you know, touchy-touchy at the Nova event. Like, it's just a bit weird.
It is all a bit weird. Like, it doesn't make sense. One moment he's kind of having a go, and the next minute she's all hands over his chest. I don't even know.
Yeah.
What's going on there?
It just doesn't
really. Please explain.
Yeah, I know. And we will be getting explanations real soon, because it doesn't fucking make any sense, man. Like, I'm confused.
As much as that dinner party was very much like insightful, I do feel like we've still been left with so many questions.
So many questions.
So many. And not only from the whole Jono, Ellie and Lauren thing, but from the Sarah and Tim thing. Because, whoa, was that a blow up over fucking nothing?
Oh, and I got some other information.
Oh, give it to us, sister.
So you know that scene where how we see Ellie go, you fucking bitch?
Yeah, you fucking bitch. Whoa.
Whoa. That was like, whoa, okay, Ellie, stand up for yourself. But like, I'm so confused about who you are.
I'm so confused.
I'm so fucking confused, man. Anyway, so she goes, you fucking bitch. And apparently that comment was actually to Sarah. And they played it like it was to Lauren, because Sarah was saying, oh, she's been waiting for her moment in the limelight. She's only with him for the limelight and shit like that. And then Ellie was like, I left on week 5, you fucking bitch.
Well, that makes more sense. No wonder she would have said fucking bitch to Sarah for saying
all of that. Because I couldn't imagine, I couldn't see Ellie really calling Lauren a bitch in that moment.
To be honest with you, that makes so much sense, because for Ellie to have said fucking bitch to Lauren in that conversation, it was like.
Yeah. And now that like I have been told this, I'm like, you know what? Like, it's true. And go Ellie for saying that. That's how I felt about it.
You guys know that we haven't been the biggest fans of Sarah.
No.
I don't know. I think. And I'm just going to be completely honest to you. Yeah. I think I've realised why I can't like her is because she reminds me a lot of people that bullied me in high school. Mm. And now I'm forever scarred by that, and I can't.
Yeah.
Like, I'm just very – it's very – I'm like, okay, that's fine, but I'm not a fan of you. And that's cool.
Yeah. And look, as the dinner party went on, I became – I mean, I didn't think it was possible to become even more or less of a fan of her, but, you know, it continued to occur during the rest of the dinner party, the way that she handled it was very uncomfortable to watch. I just saw such evil in her eyes.
I could not believe what the fuck was going down there.
Yeah.
Like, let's get into what actually happened and why this breakdown started.
Yeah.
Now, I do think that Jono used this information as ammunition towards her. Of course I do. Agree. Everyone can see it. We all see it. At the end of the day, it made the reunion.
Yeah,
like,
we've all got to admit.
Like, yeah, it was a cunty thing to do.
It was
also
fucking gnarly of Jono to fucking say it.
The entertainment that it gave us all, it is. It's like modern day gladiators, right? Where you just put all of these fuckers in a coliseum and let fight to the death. Like,
and
it is.
It's quite shocking. It's like,
yes.
You're seeing such real reactions of people getting caught out, like busted, like
fully busted,
fucking hanging out. Like, it's like seeing real shit like that. That's like fucking amazing TV.
This dinner party was, when you just said hanging out your dirty laundry, this was hanging out your dirty laundry.
Everyone's like,
your dirty undies with a shit stain on it. That's what this dinner party was.
Your skid marks are fucking on display.
Your skid marks are on display. That's how vulnerable you are. Like, that dinner party was absolutely brutal. So Jono's come out and said, well, Tim said to me the other week that he could have potentially gone another way with his decision.
Mm. And so Jaden was the one who started this comment.
Yes. And he initiated the convo.
And in my head, I'm like, Jaden, why are you getting involved again? I'm like, why? And he's like, I'm going to get to the bottom of it. And look, he was obviously right. And I'm wondering who's told him this information. Maybe it was Jono as well. And maybe he heard something, you know, when they were back home in the Gold Coast. But the way that it all came out and Jono was just kind of like, it was deflection and it was like, look, well, Tim said this, and it was like, Sarah's like, who said that?
I know.
Who said that? And he's like, Tim.
it's like, chill. Fucking Tim said it.
Yeah.
Bro. Like, the one that you've been matched with. Oh my God. I'm like, I
couldn't bear looking. I was just like, oh my God, this is so messy.
I mean, do you know what the highlight though for me, and we will get back to it, guys. The highlight for me was when the girls got up off the table and almost fell over each other to walk away. I'm sorry, but I laughed.
It was
so
like,
fucking hard.
Like two very drunk, sad women, because they were both crying. And clearly, yes, they were drunk because they both sort of like tripped over each other whilst they were getting up. But I mean, look, the look on Sarah's face when she turned to Tim was it was like her pupils just dilated. Like, she was furious. She was angry. And again, I think that she wasn't furious and angry and upset for the reasons that some think. Yeah.
Yes. And this is obviously all our opinion, guys, and what we believe happened, knowing things that obviously are going to come out and start coming out.
Oh, yeah.
But we truly feel as though the overreaction, and you've all got to admit that that was a fucking overreaction.
Yes.
Come on. Like, he's come to the reunion. He's sitting there next to you.
You
say that you're in a relationship.
Yes.
Like, I don't know where this anger and this overreaction come from.
Mm.
So to us, it's like, she wants to control the narrative.
Yeah.
It looks to me as though Sarah really wants to control the narrative. So when that power falls out of her hands, this is what happens.
Yeah.
Do you feel the same, babe?
Yeah. I felt like she had said that she wanted to be the it couple.
What's the fucking thing about being the it couple? What's the fucking it couple?
I don't know. Like, if you're going into, and we always say this, if you're going into these experiences, experiment, fucking reality TV with some kind of plan to be an it couple, you're going to be the complete opposite because it's not genuine.
If you go in to try and be the it couple, you're going to come out being the shit couple.
Well,
Soz.
And that's what's happened, I guess. So, I mean, look, it was, and I get it because, yes, like if I was Tim, I'd be scared. I'd be scared to tell. I'd be fucking terrified. I wouldn't be saying anything.
He said, oh, because I was scared of how she'd react.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
And she's just reminded us, well, yeah, this is the reaction. Like, there's no like, you know, let's talk about it. Like, if you were feeling a bit unsure, why didn't we talk about it? But end of the day, like you said, Dom, they've come in together. Like, he said, he apologized and he said, yep, this is what I was feeling at the time, but I don't anymore. Can't you just, you know, accept, like, yeah, back then things were crazy.
And I also think it's totally a fair thing for him to have said, oh, I'm, you know, toying with the idea of should I stay or like, that's the whole point. Like, at the end of the experiment, you have to think about whether you want to stay or leave. Like, I don't understand why that's such a bad thing. Like, there were so many thoughts were going through my mind, honestly, when I watched this. It was so over the top. And I was just like, oh, my God. Yeah. And then they came back and sat in there and I'm like, okay. And then it gets to the next night where we watch the, you know, the final commitment ceremony kind of thing.
Yeah.
And they're fucking lovey-dovey bullshit together.
I know. It makes
sense. I'm like, okay. Sense. Did we not even talk about what happened last night? Like, I feel as though they didn't even touch on that at the commitment ceremony. Do you not feel the same?
I know. And I think that they didn't because I feel like the experts would know deep down, like, this is just like going – this is not real.
I think I would like to hope so.
Yeah, I'd like
the experts know that deep down this is not going anywhere. Like, I'm so, like, I think that the experts want to believe in love and want it to last. But let's be honest, I don't think it lasted maybe 2 days after they left.
I don't think so either. I think as soon as that they'd finished, they were done. That was it. They were out of there.
And we know that they're not together. So it's going to be interesting to see when it all comes out after the final episode airs, when they're going to come out and say, we're not together anymore, but we're like, we hate each other or we're friends. Like, it's either that one. Do you know what I mean?
And I mean, the entrance of like when Jono and Ellie as well walked in, because obviously they were the last couple and no one knew. Like,
I have a question for you.
Yes.
Do you think that Jono should have given Lauren a heads up that he was walking in with Ellie?
No.
I also agree that I don't think he owed her anything.
No.
Would it have been nice? Yeah, okay.
Yeah,
like,
sure.
But also the way – did you not see that the way that they left the final vows?
Exactly.
They literally walked completely away from each other, like wanted nothing to do with each other. So I don't understand why it would be expected that Jono would give a heads up to her that he's walking with Ellie. So many of these questions were going through my mind. And when – like – the experts were like really hounding and going for Jono and trying to make him say that there was feelings there. It's like, what do you want from this guy?
I fully believe, what Jono is saying. I believe that, yes, they were texting, but I believe that he didn't have any kind of, when he says, I didn't know Ellie, I get what he's saying.
I get that too. I fully get that.
I fully understand. He's just like, I didn't know her. Like, yes, we're messaging, checking it, but I didn't know her. So how could I like her?
Yeah, and obviously it's a cooked thing that he's messaging her.
Yes.
Like, we're not denying that, guys.
Yes.
Yeah, totally. Like, it's a fucked up thing. Like, and you know, I mean, I'd wish that would have asked him, like, do you wish that you didn't do it?
Yeah.
I mean, in hindsight now, he'd be like, no, because I got Ellie. But
yes.
You know, in the grand scheme of things, yeah, it's a fucked up thing to do. But when Jono is saying that it wasn't flirty, it wasn't get to know you messages, it wasn't any of that. It was literally just a friend, you know, friendly.
Yeah.
But also, I actually believe that.
And Lauren knew that it was just friends.
She's come out and fully said it.
She fully said it. And they even said it again today on the Today Show. When Jono and Ellie were on the Today Show today, they were like, Lauren has been on the show and she told us that it was just friends. It was not flirty messages. So I'm like, what? Why? Yeah, it makes no sense to why she was in crime.
It was giving me a bit of the shits, to be honest, when I was watching that couch ceremony and the experts were just fucking hounding to try and get that out. I was like, can we just fucking... Like, I'm sorry. Like, we applaud, and I'll go back to Duncan and Evelyn from last year, right? Like, we applaud those two for getting together.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, amazing.
Yeah.
I don't know if they were chatting during the, like, whatever.
Yeah.
But it's like, if they have found love from being on this show, don't you want to celebrate that?
Yeah, exactly. And they haven't done anything wrong. They didn't cheat in the show. They didn't even see each other. They waited until after the show. Obviously, Lauren and Jono didn't work out.
Same thing
as Evelyn and Duncan. Like,
it's so interesting to me, this whole scenario, because from what I've heard, from what I've seen on the show, from literally what my two eyes have seen, I just feel as though the whole Jono and Lauren thing, like, they were never really into each other. Okay, they were friends with fucking benefits in Perth.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, they slept together. Yeah, she'd feel like shit because she slept with him.
Yeah.
But it's like, I think, Lauren, deep down, you knew that he was just a friends with benefits and it wasn't going anywhere.
She did know.
Like, and just admit it. And it's okay if you just admit it.
Yeah. No, like, I think
right now,
yeah,
you're looking a bit foolish. I don't know. It feels a bit...
Yeah, it does.
Dragging it out. Like, how much do you want to drag out that, oh, like, you're calling him your sloppy seconds anyway.
Yeah,
so I don't
exactly.
know why you give a shit.
Well, that's what I mean. Like, I don't think that she genuinely cared that much. I think that the tears were coming from just being drunk. Everyone's just like, huh? What?
I really was. Like, I know that, you know, a lot of people have, you know, empathy for her. And once again, we're reiterating.
Yeah.
We do, right? Yeah. But guys, in the grand scheme of things, we're trying to work this all out and trying to work these people out.
Yeah.
Right?
Because I'm not just taking it like face value. I'm like, no, there's fucking more to this shit, man. It's
100%.
Like, yeah.
That is why I'm not just taking what I'm seeing right there for verbatim, right? Like, there's always going to be more to the story.
Yeah.
And especially we know shit's come out. We've seen the photos.
Yeah.
We've seen the message. Like, there's all of this extra stuff that's come out already.
Mm. Yeah.
Like... And some people might say, oh, yeah, but, like, if you're saying there's always more to the story, like, that makes it fake. No, it doesn't make what you're seeing on TV fake. Mm. It just means, like, there's always going to be more to the story.
Oh, yeah.
They film fucking 5 days a week for, like, 14 hours a day.
I know. And even Jono was saying that on the Today Show. He was like, Lauren never hung out with me. She never spent time with me. That's what he was saying today.
See, that's a big character for the flaws of a relationship, I think.
Yeah. He for said when, that you know, they never hung out. She was never around. And, yeah.
She was probably hanging out with Sarah. Her and Sarah were hanging out and probably Jono and Tim were in the gym or fucking doing whatever else they do.
I know.
Because I remember big time that when we were in the experiment, like, I know you were always with fucking Mitch. I was always with Jack.
Yeah.
And I remember Sam was like never with Al.
No.
And so was Tamara.
Yeah.
Like, they were never in their rooms with them.
Yeah, I know. With their actual partners.
And you can just see how that turns out, guys.
Yeah, you can.
Like, you know, and that's what I mean when I'm saying there's always a bigger picture and there's always more to the story.
Mm.
That's the kind of shit I'm talking about. Not like, oh, there's more that happened and we just don't know. Yeah, of course, potentially there's going to be that. But it's also the stuff that you don't see, like all of the extra shit of them hanging out.
Yeah.
You know, are they eating dinners? Are they cooking together? Are they sitting on the couch at night watching TV? Like, are they actually hanging out? Because it's not a relationship if it's literally just a fucking roommate and then you're on you're filming a show where you're trying to make a relationship. Like, that's not real.
No.
I know, and like, I know the experts kept saying, oh, we're holding people accountable. You fucking weren't, guys. No offense.
I think let's move on to the actual commitment ceremony, because there's more to unpack with everything that's fucking gone down.
I know, because we haven't even got to Tori and Jack.
I know, we haven't even. Well, because at the dinner party, they were smooth sailing. There was nothing about
it. Yeah, it was. I mean, it wasn't really.
We didn't say anything with Jaden and Eden, Jack and Tori, because they didn't have drama. And, you know, Lucinda just.
Sang a song, which was great.
She sang a song and she was like, you know, I'll throw a heckle comment here and there, but we will just, you know, bring good vibes and good energy. So we loved that. Timothy, you know, he loved all the gossip and the drama. He wanted to know all about it.
Timothy is honestly like a gossip girl.
He's gossip girl.
I feel
girl,
like
XOXO,
Timothy should just be, it's Timothy XOXO.
Yeah.
Timothy.
And then we
fucking
had
what he is.
We had Collins come back. We had Natalie come back.
Collins. Hope the dinner's good. Hope the food's good.
Oh my God, Collins. Who else came back?
Madeline didn't come back.
Madeline,
probably because she had a psychic reading due, so she had to go and do that.
Her partner didn't actually get any airtime, but he was there.
No.
Weirdly. He was there.
I mean, I would have liked to have been there and not get any. I would have loved to be fucking sat in that corner.
I know, just sat
literally
there.
Just sat.
And just got to have your dinner and watch.
Mate.
With a bottle of wine.
I would give anything.
I know.
Honestly.
I know.
Oh. Oh.
Oh, Jade and Ridge as well. They were just sort of, you know, happy days at the dinner party, no issues.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jade and Ridge, it was kind of like, you know, whatevs.
Yeah. And Lucinda's moved to Melbourne.
Yes.
Which Timothy lives in Melbourne as well.
Yeah, so they're going to be closer now and they're just mates.
They're just mates. But like, what we see at the commitment ceremony.
It was kind of alluding to something that they're together. Yeah. Did you not vibe that?
That's how I thought, because the experts were like, you know, is there still hope? And they were like, yes. So I thought, okay, maybe this means that they're exploring, because then, you know, she has moved to Melbourne and she moved here quite a while ago.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
I mean, are they exploring the relationship? Are they exploring each other? Like, has Timothy explored Lucinda yet?
Yeah. And then how the experts were like, you know, there's no denying that there is a connection, and they both were like, yeah. So who knows? Would love to know if anyone knows.
I think it's a friendship connection. I don't think Timothy wants to explore Lucinda's inner workings, unfortunately.
Life. And then there was...
I actually think... Timothy doesn't want to explore Lucinda's life.
That was a good one. That was a good one. Hats off to me. Good job, Ella.
Fucking 10 points to you. Woo. I think that Timothy likes him young. I think he likes a bit of veal. Yeah. He likes a bit of veal, doll.
And then there was that photo of Timothy and Andrea, which I don't think was anything. You know the photo?
Oh, weird.
I don't think that's anything. I think they're just hanging out. Like, you know how we would catch
up with
everyone?
My mum literally called me the other day and was like, oh, my God, did you see that Timothy and Andrea hanging out? I'm like, what? I'm like, what? She goes, they're together. I'm like, what do you fucking mean, mum?
Surely they're not together. I think they just caught up in Melbourne because is she Melbourne?
Is she from Melbourne?
I actually don't know. I'm really bad with remembering where they're all from. But I think...
I don't know either, Dolph.
I don't know.
But who knows? They're catching up. Who knows if Richard is exploring Andrea's light? I don't know.
Who knows? Who the fuck knows? All right.
Can we get to the part at the commitment ceremony where Cassandra fully fucking goes rogue, fucking off the rails? I don't know what the go is. To Sarah, what is this story? What is there that we haven't seen here?
See, there's more to this.
I want to know.
I reckon this is my prediction. I reckon Cassandra has heard that Sarah and Tim made a pact. We're going to stay together until the end. And Cassandra was the only one who was ballsy enough to say, you're a liar.
Yep.
I reckon Cassandra's heard it from someone, because that's what we've heard. We've been told.
I am dying for them to get their fucking social media back. Like, I'm going to be like dog on heat.
No,
like
I reckon some of our guests who we're getting on in a couple of weeks will have answers for that.
I hope so because I need it for the answers. Because you want to be shocked.
Yeah, I want to be, and I want to hear it together, like on air. But I reckon we're going to get answers to Cassandra's dig. Yeah.
Because, guys, it was wild. Cassandra was saying, you know, she just lies. Everything out of her mouth is a lie.
Everything about you is fake.
There's nothing honest about her. You've just been playing games. Mm. What games has she been playing, Cass? Yeah. We want to know. I don't like being left out of these things. I want to know what games.
We're going to find out.
And they just leave
us.
It's like maths has left us on red.
Yeah.
I'm like, what's happening here? Why has did the experts not want to know? Because I want to know.
I reckon there was so much that we missed in that whole scene, because Cassandra was like, and she was quite like, because she was smiling and laughing at the same time. It's like,
but it was like everyone else was in on it, because everyone else was nodding and agreeing with it. So I'm kind of like,
everyone's like, yep, yep.
What's the go here?
I know.
And Lauren didn't say anything.
Yeah, Lauren didn't stick up for her.
I was like,
because I feel like if Lauren did, well then.
I think you're onto something here, Dol. If Lauren agreed and was sticking up with her, and then it would have been like, well, you can't talk, Lauren, because you also had a fucking thing.
So, and this will all come out, but Cassandra, you know, I feel like she was saying everything that we were thinking. It did seem like it was almost a bit out of character, because it was coming from Cassandra, who we never saw have a conversation with Sarah. Like, for Sarah to be like, we've literally never spoken outside this room. Well, yeah, we never saw them speak, but Cass knows something, so.
Yeah, that's what it eludes.
And then Michael.
Yeah,
then Michael's like, from the two times I've spoken to you and, you know, I saw straight through your shit too.
And like the lies. Like, I want to know what these fucking lies are. I want to know what these games are she's been playing. Like, don't leave us on red with this information.
Yeah, hectic, man.
Oh, my God. It was so, a lot. Like.
It was a lot.
Oh, my God.
So,
Jono, you know, and then. Sorry. No, you go, babe.
I was going to say, like, Jono and Ellie, obviously, they've re-entered together. And
Jono's entered Ellie for
yes,
sure.
Yes, they've definitely entered. who knows? Maybe each other. I definitely think they've explored each other's light.
they've explored their light, mate.
But I feel like Jono was allowed to reach out to Ellie, though. It's ended. It's over. He wasn't with Lauren. I genuinely don't think that he's done anything wrong. And I do actually believe that he didn't think that it was going to be this way with her.
Yeah.
Like, I might be wrong, but whether Jono's a very good liar, I don't know. I'm feeling as if, okay, I actually believe him.
I think Jono obviously is in a love bubble and is so happy that he has Ellie. So he, of course, he's going to say that.
Yeah.
Do I think that messaging Ellie to the extent he did while he was in the experiment was wrong? Yes. But also, we also know now that Jono tried to leave and wanted to leave and wasn't feeling it with Lauren. So there is obviously more to the story there that we cannot wait to fucking dig into.
And so,
wink, wink, guys, if that's not giving you a hint of who we're getting on the podcast, hint, hint, wink, wink.
But also, I didn't know. Like, I don't think it was made clear enough how long the texting really was going for.
Yes. It isn't clear here.
It's not clear because when the texts got, when the texts came out,
yep.
I thought it was only like that day kind of thing. I didn't realize that it was like 6 weeks because then Lauren was like, you've been texting for 6 weeks, like 6 weeks of getting to know each other chat. So I don't know. Like, I guess we will find out soon, like the real timeline of it all. I mean, yeah, if he was texting her for 6 weeks, like that's probably a little bit, that's inappropriate.
Yeah. Was it 6 weeks? Like what were the messages? Like there's just so many questions. I'm saying, babe, this whole reunion, it was juicy. It was great. But I feel like I've been left on read.
Yeah.
And I've got so many more questions and I've got so many more like, oh my God, I need more.
Yeah.
Like I'm left feeling like my thirst hasn't been quenched.
Yeah, like it's just been like a massive fucking anti-climax, you know?
Yeah, it was like you're so close to coming and then it's like, oh, nah, soz.
We've just been edging for the whole fucking season.
Edging, that's the... fucking edging.
Oh,
hate that.
All right.
Let's get to someone that I don't know if they do edging, Tori and Jack.
Oh, Tori and Jack. Okay, this was a lot.
It was a lot. Do you know what I felt for Tori? I'm just going to say it.
Yeah, I
fucking
did too.
Felt so fucking bad for her, man.
I think that would have been so hard to sit there and watch in front of everyone and with him next to you. But I was quite confused that she left, like, wanting to leave with him. I was a bit confused, like, why she would then want to be like, I just want to go with you. Like, you just saw him saying all these really fucked up stuff about you. And, like, I don't know. I thought I would have been like, I just have a minute to breathe and can you just disappear for 5 minutes? I just need to breathe because you've just said all this shit about me.
Yeah, I think Tori just wanted to get out of that environment. I think that whole – the experiment environment for her was obviously very triggering
a lot,
and so she needed to get the fuck out of there. I agree. I would have needed a moment to myself just to get the fuck away from me, like, after seeing that. I think that Jack was a little bit red-faced. I think upon being confronted with everything and being shown it, I reckon he definitely was like, oh, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, but it would be a lot for Tori. Going through that many months of, you know, living with all of these couples saying that your relationship is fake and, you know, saying that they've seen me as this strong woman but not being strong in the moment around that shitty behaviour.
Yeah.
So I don't blame her for wanting to walk out, to be honest with you.
Yeah. She was like, just done. She was.
Yeah.
But
she was done.
Having absolutely, you know, no reservations about Jack whatsoever. I didn't feel like it kind of made sense though, because it was like all these really bad things, right, that they were playing back. Yeah. And then she's like, but no, he's perfect.
So and they're saying that I don't have any reservations.
Yeah.
I think probably deep down she would. I just think in that moment and in that environment, she's not going to give them what they want.
Yeah.
Because at the end of the day, that's what everyone there wanted. They just wanted her to say, yeah, I do have reservations. Yeah, like him saying these shitty things. Like, yeah, I should have stood up. And she probably did want to say that.
Yeah.
You know? She probably did, but fuck, can you imagine? Like, everyone sitting there is like, you have a shit relationship.
Yeah.
It would be pretty cooked.
Yeah, it would be. Well, I mean, it'll be interesting to see what is in store next for Jack and Tori. Obviously, we've seen stuff get leaked that they're together, that she's in the Gold Coast, they're on the beach, you know. That's what we know. So stay tuned for that, because we will be getting information in weeks to come.
Yes, there's going to be lots of information, guys, and we're not giving too much away. Yeah. And we'll tell you why when we are actually recording the episode. But it is going to be, I'm going to use a maths term, explosive. We're going to hold people accountable.
Yeah.
And we're going to get the truth.
Nothing but the truth.
And honestly, I feel like John saying that. John Aiken. Love you, John Aiken.
Another couple we haven't really spoken about. Jaden and Eden.
Oh, yeah. That was a bit of a bullshit. I'm sorry.
So, look, I mean, Jaden, it's like, you know, he's really gone to such extreme lengths to tell us that he is not Mitchell. You know, from the main interview at the start of the season, I'm nothing like my brother. He's got commitment issues. He's this, he's that. I'm not like Mitchell. I'm not a Mitch 2.0.
And at the end of the day, he's just fucking Mitch 2.0.5.
Well, it looks like you may be a Mitch 2.0 if you're wearing his clothes a couple of times. And, you know, it may just seem that way.
It's not only the clothes, it's the behaviours, yeah. It's the actions, it's the words. And, yeah, they might be different. Yeah. I tell you what, at the end of the day,
and I just,
blood's thicker than water.
Like, I couldn't deal with the fact that he was wearing Mitchell's wedding suit, even with the red rose in his pocket.
I know.
I just cannot. And, you know, the way that he says with Eden, you know, want to have 5 kids together, dogs together. You know, I'm curious to know how many weeks after reunion, you know, what happened after? Like, I'm just, you know, so keen to see how many weeks, months, you know, it took for their future to unfold, you know?
Yes, it is very interesting, isn't it? Because I was watching that and I was just like, Jaden.
Yeah. I think he may be a little bit self-righteous as well with everything that he says and his comments and... Yeah.
It's not going to be too good for him, I don't think, shit starts surfacing.
Yes, and I saw a very interesting article today, which I did actually send to you. It came from my Facebook. Articles never come up for me, but there was one that did come up, and it was on some fucking random website called Capital FM. And the headline was, Jaden made a game plan for the show with brother and ex-contestant Mitch. Look, if there was a game plan for the entire time, like the article says, I wouldn't be shook. If anything, I'd be like, yeah, that makes sense with Jaden's behaviour on the show and things that we're hearing, and that he was calling Mitch for advice on what to do, you know, how to get airtime, certain things. And a certain member from the cast has come out and actually shared this information. I don't know where it's come from. So I guess that will be confirmed again in coming weeks.
Still stuck on the whole thing with Jaden and the whole, like, fucked my ex.
Yeah, that whole
someone
thing.
In front of me. Like, that whole thing.
That was a lie. The ex-girlfriend has come out and said that it wasn't true. He didn't actually do that. So that was a lie. You can't trust liars, honey. I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's... Well, yeah.
Yeah, and and that's from, like, the early days that he did a very big lie on national television. So,
and, like, that's not just lying that, like, you know, oh, yeah, I'm the one that stole the 50 cents off the table. No, you're talking about fucking someone.
Yeah, like having sex with another woman. Bringing an ex as well, bringing up an ex, bringing someone who may not even want a fucking bar of it onto a national TV show.
Like, he had a vendetta and his whole plan was just to shit on her and rub it in and then walk away.
Yeah, so
wash his hands of it and go la, la, la. I reckon,
It's definitely something I'm looking forward to finding out more about and where they are. And I do have a feeling this week, look, we may get some information that gets published. Now that MAFS is done and dusted, they aren't actually getting their accounts back until May. But obviously, yes, we know, like, you do work with Channel 9 if you want to release anything that...
that you have juicy. But also, yeah, something I've noticed, Al, and I know you've noticed it too, is that cheeky, cheeky ticky-tockies, what's with all these contestanones having some ticky-tockies?
Oh, shit. Now, look, I cannot relate. I did not make a TikTok for fucking about a year after Mavs, but...
I had a TikTok, had to take it down. So... I made one TikTok and then they got told me to go ticky-tocky, turn it offy. And yes.
Ticky-tocky, turn it offy. So, look, there's been some TikToks that have been somehow making their way into my fucking algorithm.
Ben on the toilet with the fucking magazine with Ellie and Jono on the cover.
What? Okay, I haven't seen that.
Like, I'm so, that's something I did not need to see.
That's hilarious. Right?
That is something I really didn't need to
see.
Ben
is so weird. Like, just go away, Ben. You're so, and how funny was that when he tried to say something and Jono's like, shush your mouth.
Like, I know, he's like, mate, you... but he did. He's like, I mean, how can you fumble around? Like, she is stunning.
She's
like,
beautiful and she seems very kind. She does.
So,
But yes, ticky-tockies. I've seen a couple of ticky-tockies and... I mean, look, some of them have gone rogue. I wouldn't say they've gone as rogue as others maybe.
You know what? They've gone rogue in terms of, like, having a TikTok account, but they haven't gone rogue at... I mean, at the start they did, like with leaking shit to the media and like that, but not as bad as last season. Last season was just dirty, filthy, ugh.
Yeah, last season was very messy.
It was messy.
Yeah.
This season I'm like, okay, like you did leak some of that shit. Like we knew that, like the Jono and Ellie thing, like all of that stuff.
Yeah.
But it hasn't been that messy as last year. So it's good. But guys... I hope you are strapped in because this, like we said, is our last MAFS recap, but doesn't mean that the MAFS content has stopped.
No.
We are going to be bringing you some of the juiciest, steamiest, fucking hectic content you've ever, like, listened to in your ears.
I just can't wait.
Oh.
I can't wait. Like, it's going to be juicy for us.
The next few weeks, let's just say, like, I'm looking at the calendar now and I'm going, it's going to be juicy.
And so much can happen in the next 2 weeks.
Oh,
obviously,
my God.
Now that it's finished airing, like, look, cast are probably going to go a little bit more rogue because they don't have to pretend like they're with anyone anymore.
Yes, so exactly.
As of
tomorrow night, it's going to be like, see ya.
Like, by the time it comes around to when we actually are in the Gold Coast, which is the 21st or the 23rd, by the time that trip comes, I feel like there's going to be so much more that's happened as well. So, and we'll be getting all of that information firsthand on the Sit With Us podcast.
So you guys stay tuned because we have bombs. We're going to be dropping the bombs, guys, all right? And we cannot wait.
Wow.
So thanks so much for listening. Make sure you go and head over to our Instagram, our Facebook page, at Sit With Us The Pod. Come and chat. Let us know what you think about the MAFS reunion because that's what we're here for. We want to hear what your thoughts are. And we're going to love you and leave you. And we'll chat to you next time.
We'll chat to you soon. Bye.
Bye.